Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's still plenty of cleaning up to do in the central Mass towns of Webster and Dudley after a tornado hit this weekend. The storm brought winds of over 100 miles an hour Saturday. One person was hurt. Several buildings were damaged. Joining us to talk about the recovery effort is Chris Bessie, spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, as I understand it, Chris, the National Weather Service is going to release more information today on the tornado in Webster and Dudley. What don't we know about it yet?
That's our understanding as well. So we worked closely with representatives from the National Weather Service on Saturday as they went out and did a preliminary assessment. And so far, that just showed that there was a tornado, and they believe it was what they call an EF1 tornado, which is winds in the 100 to 110 mile an hour range. But just given the extent of the storm, they didn't get to do the full survey in terms of the length and the width and just some of the more details of it.
Describe the damage local officials in Webster and Dudley are still trying to deal with.
So the cleanup's going pretty well from our understanding. We were still in touch with the officials yesterday. I know in Webster, for example, they reopened part of Main Street, which is the area where there was, I believe it was three commercial buildings that had a significant amount of damage. And there was some other tree damage throughout the town. And I know that the town is working closely to keep that restoration efforts going and cleanup going as well.
You're opening a recovery center, as I understand it. When and what will residents be able to take advantage of there?
And what the Recovery Resource Center is, it's a spot where people impacted by the storms can go and meet with representatives from different agencies. So, for example, we'll have representatives from the Red Cross, Salvation Army, Department of Insurance, Department of Transitional Assistance, Housing and Community Development, so that if people have unmet needs from the storm, that there may be state agency or local agency programs that may be able to assist them. That will be opening today at 11 a.m. at the Webster Senior Center on Church Street.
I live down in that area, and I know that on Saturday morning, my phone went off saying that there was a possible tornado in the area and that we should take shelter. But the head of MEMA has told the Boston Herald that maybe it's worth considering a statewide siren warning system for tornadoes because not everyone caught the warning, and some were just caught off guard.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about emergency alerting and emergency notifications, it's really a combination of approaches. You know, I think obviously outdoor sirens are one option, and there's parts of the country that use that. But really in the last few years, the what they call the wireless emergency alerts, those alerts on people's cell phones, are really a pretty revolutionary tool that people can get those warnings instantly as soon as they come out from the National Weather Service. And there's certainly, for some reasons, maybe people that don't get those. But there's also a lot of other tools out there that people can get. We have a Massachusetts Alerts app. There's what they call NOAA weather radios that people can get that look like a little portable radio that get alerts just for severe storms. So there are a lot of different tools out there, and we really encourage people to have at least one or two ways of receiving emergency alerts.
Chris Bessie with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me. Stay safe.